Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you joined me today. We have the awesome pleasure of spotlighting Miss Jackie Davis. She's an esthetician entrepreneur. Jackie, are you here?
I am here. Good morning.
Yay! Good morning. Good morning. I am so excited to share you with the world and just really get into this subject of really business ownership and about your field and everything. So I want you to just start off with telling us a little bit about yourself. And some people go back to birth and other people just take it from adulthood. So wherever you feel comfortable, it's fine with me. Definitely.
Well, yes, Cheryl. Well, let me tell you, I definitely have a passion for life, for empowering women and helping women with their skin. And men as well. I have been fortunate to have grown up in the field of the skin and skincare, the aesthetic world. And I pretty much knew at a young age that this was something that I was going to love and then shied away from it. Then as I got older, it called me again, and so here I am today. I truly have a passion for helping women restore the youthfulness of their skin and whatever conditions their skin may have. And so that's pretty much where I'm at.
Wonderful. Well, you guys, I want you guys to get out your pen and paper because she's already shared some great notes. And in the show notes, I've already put that she loves the career field where she shares her skills of taking care of other skin. And I think the biggest thing that we need to learn from that, Jackie, is just we need to be in love with what we're doing. And if you're not in love with what you're doing, you need to make some type of adjustment because you're never going to give the world the best version of you unless you really love what you're doing. So that is just
exactly. So key.
Mm-hmm.
We each have a calling. We each have a calling and a purpose. And it's not until you find that purpose in your life that you truly learn to flourish and blossom. And then you're anything and everything that you touch will pretty much come to fruition because then you are truly living your purpose.
Absolutely. And it's nothing like it, you guys. There is nothing like that. So I am just super excited that you're on the call today and we can just go over some things. I call what we do, the reason that we are so effective is because we provide services from the love of our heart. Tell me about that for you. Have you always loved working with others?
I have always loved working with others, but not always in the platform that I was utilizing. I have been in the medical field pretty much all of my career. And again, it has not always been in skincare. I'm also a medical assistant and x-ray technician. And again, when you leave your first passion, it's always there calling you back. And so through working in the medical field, later on I was introduced into lasers. And then that's when I came back to the aesthetic world. And once I started working in the aesthetic world, that's really when I knew that I had found my calling and that I was back home where I belonged and just growing and learning and passing on my knowledge and passing on the whole thought about having that clarity of what your purpose is.
Absolutely. And that is so true that clarity is key. It's key not only for us to be successful, but it's just key for our self-worth and our self-development. You know, when you're clear about things, it makes your life so much easier. So I just love that you shared that about clarity, that clarity is really key to us doing anything and going any further in our life. That is so true. Well, I wanted to find out about purpose, and I know that kind of deals a little bit about clarity, but everybody has a purpose in life. How did you find your purpose?
Well, I think I found my purpose, again, as when I was a young girl. My mother, mm-hmm. who's a cosmetologist, retired cosmetologist, she owned a med spa, and I would go and work with her, and she would bring me in to do facials and skin care on her because she did not want other people to know what she did on herself. So
she would train
me and teach me, and of course I was fascinated. And again, as I got older, I felt that I did not want to follow in my mother's footsteps, and I went into the medical field. Then as an adult, I found myself, you know, and I would always stay in touch with my mom, of course, and I would always find out things, and I would go with her to seminars and things like that. But I would shy away from it. But you see, Cheryl, when God created us, He predestined us to be someone. He placed in our soul what our purpose is in life. And when you're out there trying to find yourself, we have to pay attention to those things that entices, that makes us happy when we're working. Because I discovered that I was working in the medical field. I've always loved helping people. I have always loved being a caretaker and a caregiver. And so as I grew, as I matured and was working in the medical field, I was always called back to the world of aesthetics and entrepreneurship. Wow. So as an adult, that's when I found my purpose. And all the experiences, all the lessons that I was taught as a young girl just came, like it just blossomed. And I became successful in doing what I do because it was my calling. And nine times out of ten, that's when we fail to realize that when you are not walking in the footsteps of your purpose and in your calling, you will not find the happiness, the fulfillment, and the success. And you're not able to share that with other people to empower them. So that's pretty much my purpose and how I have found my purpose in life. And some of it might have been through trial and error, but I am so grateful that I landed back where I belonged.
That is awesome, and I am so clear and so in agreement with you about when we're walking in our purpose and our calling, oh, my goodness, our life is just so much better. Oh, I totally agree with that. That is so true. So that is good.
Yes.
I wanted to find out about how you plan to go forward with helping other young women coming up in this field. Of the laser and the skin care, and just how do you plan to go forward to help them develop real businesses? I know we talked about that a little bit on yesterday, but tell us a little bit about that. How do you see that going?
Well, one of the things, Cheryl, that I see and that I personally experienced is that when you find your niche, and you want to have a mentor. You want to have role models. And it's important that you go to the right schools and you find the right training. But one of the things that I found in attending some of the schools that I attended and getting, you know, my certifications or my license and things like that is that there was something missing. There was information on the business side of the career in aesthetics, but it was somewhat a little bit misleading. And so one of the things that I want to do is I want to create a platform for workshops and one-on-one mentoring, life coach, business coaching, where I teach the things of what it is. You know, it's pretty much like business 101, but we're talking
yes.
about life, the aesthetic world, and things like that. You know, we have to also think about who it is that we are partnering up with, because a partner, it's like you're going into a marriage. You want to have that right partner, because your partner and you can either make it or break it. You have to really, so again, in answering your question, I basically want to just create a platform to help young women and young men, or, you know, of any age, actually, that are coming into the aesthetic world, that are looking for guidance, direction. And I have the perfect platform, because I'm a co-founder for a medical spa. I have been in this industry for over 25 years, and I used to own a medical spa out in South Lake for 5 years, and I was very successful. And I have managed multimillion dollar practices, so I bring a lot of experience, a lot of passion to pass on, and so I want to be able to pass that on to someone, to be able to mentor someone, and I feel that's my other calling.
Absolutely, and I think it's when we decide, okay, I need to give back now, that we will get
yes.
so many more blessings. Yeah, as we decide, hey, we need to mentor someone. Everybody needs to be mentored, and everybody needs to mentor someone. I've learned that over the years, that God put us here to do several things, you guys. And if you're stuck in just one thing and think that you're not fulfilled, maybe that's why. Maybe you're not experiencing everything that God intended for you to experience. I truly believe that a man or a woman can do anything they put their mind to, but you've got to put your mind to it. Definitely. So I wanted to turn the corner a little bit, and one of the questions that I asked is about challenges, because I know on this call, Jackie, somebody is either going through a divorce or death of a loved one. They may be experiencing bad financial times where they just can't see how they can make it through. I wanted to see if you have experienced anything, and if you could give the audience any type of hope, because what I believe we're called to do as we live our Christian life is we're supposed to give people hope. We're supposed to let them know that trouble doesn't last always, that you can make it through. So I just wanted to see if you had any word to give to anyone that might be going through a struggle right now.
Yes, Cheryl, I definitely have something that I can share. And I myself, like I mentioned, I used to own a med spa out in South Lake. I was extremely successful. I was on top of life, and I was loving life, and life was loving me right back. And then I became sick, and my doctor could not find the correct diagnosis, and I went from one medication to another medication, from one doctor to another doctor, and it was a ripple effect where I lost. I literally had to shut down my business. I literally lost myself, because I was having seizures. I could have up to 22 seizures in one day. And so, therefore, my life as I had known it, personally, professionally, had come to a halt. And my family and my close dear friends and were scrambling, trying to figure out what happened, what's going on, what has happened to my health, that I would not even drive. I mean, Cheryl, I spent 2.5 years in my home, where the only time I would leave my house was to go see the doctor, or the ambulance would come get me to take me to the hospital.
Oh my goodness.
And it was not a life after having a successful business. I had just actually opened my second location in Frisco, and I had to close everything down. But anyways, being as I was saying, I was blessed that, again, when God has a plan for you, nothing will deter you. You are going to have challenges. You are going to have things that get in the way, but you just have to keep going. My husband took the time to find the correct doctor that correctly diagnosed me and put me back on track. And so I'm going now. So it's been a year since November that I have been back on health, being healthy, being active, being myself. And I just knew that you have to fight through the struggle. Know that finding your purpose and being an entrepreneur are not easy jobs, but they are the most fulfilling, the most rewarding, and just don't give up the fight. Find the right people, find the right support, and you will make it. You will make it if it's your true calling.
Absolutely. Well, that's interesting that you said all that, because that kind of got me into one of the questions that I asked about business advice. So that was great business advice for people that are wanting to go into business and wanting to do something they love. But I'd like to ask another question. Tell us about what you suggest for people that are struggling in business right now. Do you tell them to give up? Do you tell them to maybe take a part-time job? What do you tell people when they're just really going through difficult times? You know, what could you say to them?
Right. Well, depending on what the circumstances may be, someone may be going against the grain, okay? And what I mean by that is this. For example, I use myself as a perfect example that I wanted to take care of people. I wanted to help people. So I went into the medical field. The medical field is a wonderful, wonderful place to be at. However, Cheryl, I was not happy. I was not happy. I was successful, but I was not happy. And I was not able to impact or empower other people because it was not my calling. So I was going against the grain of God in God's purpose for me. Once I got back on track into the aesthetic world, everything would just happen. Were there challenges? Yes. So what I would say to someone that's out there trying to figure out the lefts and the rights and do we go north or south in building our business and in building your name, is really, really ask yourself, why are you doing this? Is this really something where you are helping to empower other people? Because when we have a gift and you give that gift away, that gift comes back to you, and it will double itself. It will, even in the midst of where, I will tell you, my bank account at one time was in the negative. And within one week, I was able to not just bring it out of the red, but have enough money to carry me forward. And you do find those challenges, and we have to pay attention to what is it that you're doing and what is the reason that you're doing it.
That is amazing, and that's such a great testimony, you guys, that many times we don't know where things are going to come from. But here's what I know without a shadow of a doubt. If we do the work, God will bless our efforts, but we've got to do the work. And that's where we really sometimes we fall short, you guys, and I'll just be honest with you. We want to complain, but we don't want to do the work. So it's funny because
we have
to
do the work.
We have to do the work. And I just meet so many people that really spend so much time, well, this isn't right, and this didn't happen, and I didn't make any money, and da-da-da-da. And it's like, you guys, have you done the work? Because when you do the work, God is faithful. He is so faithful.
God is always faithful.
Yes, and we
not
just
only
need
that,
to
Cheryl, This is the thing that when you are living your purpose that God has given you, you are going to stumble. You are going to have hard times. If we did not have the hard times, we would not value and appreciate what's in front of us.
So you
have to know that it is going to take hard work. Mm-hmm. You are going to have some sleepless nights, but every time you put your hands on what it is that you're working, it is fruitful. It pays back. It gets you back. It rewards you. And it rewards others.
So true. That is so true. And we just can't always think that things are not working out when we don't see something. That's what faith is. Faith is just believing with all of our heart and knowing that things are going to work out for us. We may not see how it will ever work out for us, but it really will. And we've got to believe that. And I'm so glad that you just shared that. I love real action tips that, okay, my bank account was negative, but this is what happened. Within a week's time, I was able to get it positive and able to take care of myself. That's the type of stuff that people need to know. That guess what? Sometimes the account is going to go negative, you guys, and there's nothing we can do about it. I think about me and how sometimes I have so much stuff coming out automatic, and it's like, oh, no, I need for that to wait until Friday before it comes out. Sometimes it come out when there's no money there. But you know what? I believe God is faithful in that. If you have a great bank, like my Bank of America, they pay it anyway, and they just wait to get their money back on Friday. That is a blessing, you guys. So we have to look at everything, you know?
Yes.
Definitely. What were you going to say?
You do. Yes, you do, Cheryl. And the other thing that I was going to share is that when you are confronted with a difficult situation, clear your mind and only handle the situation at hand, because if you're someone that's a multitasker, like I know I am, and I'm guilty of this, that you try to solve 5 things in 1 hour, and you have cut so many corners, and you have not really learned the lesson because you have not concentrated on the one issue. And when you take the time to address the one situation that's causing the trouble or the sleepless nights, things like that.
Yes.
When you take the time to address each item on its own and for what it is, you're able to resolve something a lot quicker and with less stress.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, that is so true. Well, I see we have somebody who has joined the line with us. I'm going to bring them in and see who it is. Do you know who it is, Jackie?
No, I do not. Who is it?
646 number? Let me see. Good morning. Hey, this is Cheryl, the Queen of Hearts.
Hi, Cheryl. Good morning. Good morning. My name is Randall Jeffries, and I'm $150,000 in debt.
Okay, well, let's see if Jackie can give you some advice about that. Jackie, what would you suggest for him?
Actually, I'm just kidding.
Uh-huh.
I'm totally wealthy. And I actually I have some incredible opportunities, financial opportunities for your listeners and you guys.
Okay. How did you find us this morning? You just saw we were on the line?
No, I've been listening to you for quite some time, so I love your show, actually. Yeah.
Thank you.
So, I have a great...
That's awesome.
Yeah, so my name's Randall Jeffries, and, I have a great opportunity for offering free travel and cash money. How does that sound?
Wow. Well, Randall, that sounds great, but you know what? Let me do this. Let me interview
you. Well, give me a minute of your time. So basically what I have to offer for you, give me a minute. You know, I've been waiting to call in, so it would be nice if you would give me a minute just to talk with you guys for just a little bit.
Okay, you can have about 2 or 3 minutes. Then I'm going to go back
great.
To Jackie. Jackie, I'm going to extend your time so you will have time to finish up the interview. Okay,
perfect.
Okay, not a problem.
Great. So basically you'll meet with me and you'll travel to beautiful Mexico. And while you're in Mexico, you're going to meet up with my contact named Diaz. He'll spend the day with you, taking you to some of the best resorts in Mexico. All right? How does that sound so far?
Sounds good. Uh-huh.
Then after a wonderful day visiting some of the most wonderful resorts in Mexico, you'll head back to your hotel suite with Diaz. And there, he'll have you swallow 30 to 40 balloons filled with pure heroin.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Now,
so
I
the
see
more
this is not going
it's
well. So, goodbye. Yeah, yeah. So, I see that this was some type of joke or something. So,
yes.
Sorry,
well,
audience.
So
sorry.
Cheryl, yes. Let me say this, okay?
Yes.
I hope everybody listened to this phone call. And you see,
yes.
This is the perfect scenario of the things that life is going to throw something
yes.
in what you're doing, how you
yes.
handle it is
mm-hmm.
what's going to determine the result of your action.
Absolutely.
We
and
stay,
just
we
like,
both stay calm. We both stay
yes, yes.
respectful and mindful. And it could have been an incredible opportunity that
yeah,
was, that he was
know.
Wanting to
we
offer.
Didn't know. Yes, absolutely. So that's interesting. So, you guys, many times you just have to hang up on people. If you see that things are going crazy, just hang up. Don't even entertain that type of negative, you know, negative stuff and all of that. But I am so glad that you shared just that real life example about difficult times because it was incredible. So I just wanted to say that, you guys, just like that opportunity that we had right there to really,
yes.
you know, hey, we were going to give him a minute, let him say whatever he needed to say, and then it turned crazy. So just know that many times we're under attack for all different types of reasons. When you know that you're doing something good and honest and true, sometimes Satan is going to come in and want to be a part of it. So definitely we have to be careful about that. But I wanted to ask you a little bit more about
yes.
we were on the idea of when a person's business is not going well. So we talked a little bit about that. Give us an example of what you would tell today's younger generation. What advice would you give like a 15-year-old? What would you tell them nowadays?
Well, what I would say is, one, do not get distracted.
Yes.
Stay on course. But no, what I would say is this. Find yourself, stay true to yourself,
mm-hmm.
and find yourself a mentor.
Uh-huh.
Find take advice. Be open to listening to the experiences of other people so that you can learn a lesson prior to it happening to you.
Yes.
That mm-hmm. a lot of times, as a young adult, and we feel that we know all the answers and we have all the answers,
yes.
and it's our way and our way only. Well,
uh-huh.
let me say, I have attended several conferences, seminars at the
yes.
Small Business Association, the SBA, and I learned so much from individuals that are retired that have already done a lot of the footwork in launching
yes.
their businesses and everything. And when you go and you talk to people that have already been there and done that and have gone through the ups and the downs, it's like an encyclopedia. It's like
Absolutely.
You have been able to tap into Google and to the YouTube and everything, but you have
yes.
a live person that can give you guidance. So, again, to answer the question is my advice to the younger generation that's seeking entrepreneurship is look for advice.
Mm-hmm.
Look for people that have been successful in the field that you are wanting to go into to
yes.
help guide you. And open
Absolutely.
Your ears wide and learn.
So true. So true. I'm so glad you said that. And even, I'm going to tag on to that, even just knowing that you can have different things, believing that you will do things differently, you know, and believing
yes.
that you're able, you know. So I think many times it's that belief, too, because when I was 15, I was one of the shyest people in America, you know. So it was just so difficult to even believe that anything would change in my life because I was so unshy. But we've got to many times just get rid of that, you guys, and just love who you are and be the person you were intended to be. You just never know
yes.
what God has in store for you, definitely. So I am loving that and loving that, you know, anything is possible to them that believe. So I truly believe that. But I wanted to see, did you have a book or anything that you would like to recommend to us?
As of right now, Cheryl, I have been working on a book that I hope to launch sometime this year. I had some setbacks, as I had mentioned earlier, when I was my health was bad and I was pretty much out of pocket for 2.5 years. And I'm grateful to be back. But even with that, I feel that I learned so much that I'm incorporating some of my memoirs into a book to help young entrepreneurs launch themselves and stay focused and hopefully be very successful. At the time being, I do not have a book. I am starting off and trying to mentor and be a business coach for anyone out there.
That is awesome. I love that. So, yeah, that is such a neat thing to just have that on your radar. You know, you will be a mentor. I've been listening to, I don't know, his name is Bishop Tardar or something like that. I can't, and it's the I Am movement. I don't know if you've heard
yes.
of him, but
yes.
I Am is the best thing you could say, and whatever you say after
yes.
I am, that's what's looking for you. So it's like I
yes.
am a mentor. So you will find someone to mentor. They are on
yes.
their way, you know. So it's like I love the I am statements because it's so true to life and it's so true to who we need to be, you know. Definitely. Well, I wanted to find out, what do you do to relax?
Oh, I love to read.
I love music.
I actually have a little bit of music here playing in the background, but it's so low because I did not want it to interfere with the broadcasting. But music is another passion of mine. It helps ground me. It helps keep me focused. And so I listen to music. I read. I write, and I don't want to say that I write poetry, but
yes.
I do like to sit down and write thoughts and inspirations. Mm-hmm. And so those are things that I like to do. I have a pretty large family. I have 5 children and grown children that are married
yes.
and have children of their own. And I have 12 grandchildren. So
that's awesome.
They keep me pretty busy.
Mm-hmm.
And outside of that, when I have my me time, it's mostly about just listening to music and reading and having a little glass of wine and spending time with my hubby.
That's amazing.
That's what I do. Yes.
That is great. Well, tell us this. How can the audience get in contact with them? And if you want to tell them about anything, give us a good example of what a woman would come into, woman or man, into the shop, the salon for, and tell us how that process would work. Do you take appointments? Do they need to go online? How does that work?
Well, I can be contacted. I can be reached at the number would be
844-735-4831.
Okay.
Great.
My website is www.rejive, and that's REJIVE Med Spa. And I am with Dr. David Gore. He's my other business partner. He's a wonderful woman advocate doctor. He's just an angel of a man. And the other way that I can be contacted is through my personal Facebook, and that would be Jackie Sanchez Davis. And I have mentored people and family and friends on their businesses. I have mentored and guided people with business and life situations. And that's something that I know is another one of my callings, and I just love to help people. I think people are it's a beautiful thing when you connect with others.
Yeah. That is awesome. That is amazing. So I am so glad that we had this time to just really chat and to learn more about you and what you do and how you really serve people. Because it's so much more than just a business and, you know, doing the facials. It's about service and really being of service to others. So I absolutely love that. And I am so excited about you. And, oh, we didn't say this. Tell them where you have two locations. Okay, so let's see. Jackie has two locations.
So we have two locations. We have one location in Plano, right off of Preston Road. And the other location is in Rockwall. So the Rockwall location is right off the harbor, and it's 2309 Summerlee Drive, Suite 206. And the Plano location is at 5813 Preston Road, and we are in Suite 210.
Okay, hold on just
some
a
of
minute.
Services,
let me get, great.
Go ahead.
Let me get Preston. What was the address again on Preston Road?
5813 Preston Road.
Preston Road, Plano, Texas. Okay, and then let me go back to the other one. And Rockwall is at
2309 Summerlee Drive. And we're right at the harbor, and we're Suite 206. Yes.
Rockwall.
And Cheryl, some of the things that we offer, at Rejive Med Spa, we offer from Botox, fillers, Dysport. We offer what's called the PRP, which is we do microneedling. We do hydrofacials, anything to help restore the skin, rejuvenate the skin, hydrate the skin. I treat different conditions from hyperpigmentation, melasma, acne scarring, resurfacing the skin. So we offer different treatments to help with different skin conditions.
That is amazing. So I know that there are so many women out there that want that service and need that service. So you guys, I hope that you will contact Jackie. I have her number, her website, all of the locations, everything that you need to get your appointment with her. So I pray that you do that and that she will give you wonderful service, which I know she will. And I look forward to seeing you again, and I know that you're going to have a wonderful mentee soon. So I just hope that that person surfaces so you will be able to pour into them as you get your life coaching business started as well, and just pour into the lives of so many other people, because that's what we're called to do, you guys. So I just pray that you do the same. Find out what your passion is, and that's what we want you to do, is find your passion and live the life that you intended to live. So, Jackie, do you have any closing words for us?
Basically, what I would say to anyone out there is be kind, be a blessing, Be blessed and be a blessing.
Yes, definitely. That is awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jackie Davis. I'm so excited that we had the
opportunity
to really.
Thank you for having me on, Cheryl.
You're welcome to really spotlight the Revive Med Spa. That is awesome, and I know it's a beautiful and wonderful place. So you guys, check out Jackie Davis at the Revive Med Spa, and I will talk with you soon. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, on the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Cheryl. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.